Father, will bless you this morning. You are the Lord, and that is your name. Your glory you will never share with any graven image. We bow before you, O Lord. You are God from beginning to the end. We honor you, Lord. We exalt you. You are good. You are kind. We exalt you. We'll bless your name. Thank you, Father. Hallowed be your name. You are good unto us, O Lord. Father, we return all glory unto you. It is not by our knowledge, not by our righteousness. It is not by our works. It is purely by the mercy of the Lord. It is only by the grace of the Lord. You are the Lord and you are God forever. We lay our crown and we worship you. Thank you, Father. And Lord, this morning we are before you. We ask, O Lord, that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, righteous Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Monday, 13th of April, 2026. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy. Our God is good. Our God is kind. Our God is a gracious God. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and declare over your day that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord, oh, the Lord go before me this day and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I speak to this day. You are a day of blessing. Oh, you are a day of blessing for me. In the name of Jesus, this day you are prepared with favor for me. I walk in you. I walk in the reality of the favor of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I walk in the reality of the blessings of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, every enemy at the gate of this day, I command you to be paralyzed. The gate of blessings of this day is opened unto me. I declare by the word of the Lord, lift up your head, O ye gate, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory will come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord mighty in battle. Oh, the Lord God is here with me, for me, in me, and all over me. Therefore, gate of blessings of this day, you are opened unto me. In the name of Jesus, as I step into this new week, oh, I enjoy the provision of the Lord. From all angle, I enjoy all the benefit of God's provision for me this week. In the name of Jesus, my labor this week will not be a waste. In the name of Jesus, I will not labor in foolishness. I labor under the favor of the Lord. My labor is towards harvest. In the name of Jesus, for the Lord himself will provide me the grain. He will bless my land so much more that my harvest will come out in hundred and in thousands fold. In the name of Jesus, oh, the Lord bless me. The Lord bless the works of my hand. This week, you will yield the blessing that is in you unto me. In the name of Jesus, I stretch forth my hand unto the Lord. I declare by his word that it is the Lord God that teaches my hand to make profit. I make profit this day. In the name of Jesus, his blessing is upon me. His word is declared upon me. In the name of Jesus, whatsoever I lay my hands upon shall prosper. In the name of Jesus, oh, I stand on the word of the Lord this week. Any weapon of the enemy that is put together to stand against me, you will not prosper. In the name of Jesus, I say it again, the weapon of the wicked will not prosper over me. The enterprise of the wicked will not prosper over me. In the name of Jesus, every evil word that is pronounced into this week, I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. Oh, I raise the standard of the Lord into this day. I raise the standard of the Lord. Any hand that is raised against me in this week, I command you to wither. In the name of Jesus, my safety is in the name of the Lord. For the Lord will hide me in his pavilion. Oh, I declare, I am blessed of the Lord. I am the land that the Lord takes delight on. The eyes of the Lord is upon me. For I am planted in the court of the Lord. I produce fruit in his season. I am blessed in the presence of the Lord. Oh, the Lord will not shut me up into the hand of the wicked, but the Lord established my feet in a large space of glory. The Lord placed my feet upon my high places this week, and I walk upon them with grace. Favor becomes my norm. Favor becomes my reality. In the name of Jesus, I declare this week that my preservation and that of my household is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Dearly beloved, today is Monday, and you know, like we do every first day of the working week, I declare the blessings of the Lord upon you. You know, today is Monday, and this month is a month of blessing for us. We have been looking into the word of the Lord. Remember, our anchor scripture is from the book of John chapter 8 verse 32, and you will know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. By the grace of God, this morning is blessing for you as you go today will be coming from the book of Jeremiah chapter 30 from verse 16 to verse 22. Therefore, all those who devour you shall be devoured, and all your adversaries, every one of them shall go into captivity. Those who plunder you shall become plunder, and all who prey upon you I will make a prey. For I will restore health to you and heal you of your wound, says the Lord, because they called you an outcast, saying, this is Zion, no one seeks her. Thus saith the Lord, behold, I will bring back the captivity of Jacob's tent, and have mercy on his dwelling places. The city shall be built upon its own mode, and the palace shall remain according to its own plan. Verse 19, then out of them shall proceed thanksgiving, and the voice of those who make merry. I will multiply them, and they shall not diminish. I will also glorify them, and they shall not be small. Their children also shall be as before, and their congregation shall be established before me. And I will punish all who oppress them. Their nobles shall be from among them, and their governor shall come from their midst. Then I will cause him to draw near, and he shall approach me. For who is this who pledged his heart to approach me, says the Lord. The last verse, verse 22. You shall be my people, and I will be your God. Praise the Lord. This is the blessing of the Lord for you as you go this new week. I pronounce the blessings of the Lord upon you. In the name of Jesus, the tenor of the devourer is over in your life. Whatever it is that the enemy has planted into your life as a devourer that devours the days of your life, that wastes your time, that takes away your health, their tenor is over in your life. Anyone who raises their hand against you will become a prey to their own wickedness. Whoever rises against you to place evil upon your life, upon your portion, upon your household, in the name of Jesus, they themselves will become a prey of their wickedness. In the name of Jesus, I declare upon your life, those who stand at the gates as a symbol of limitation for you, they will go into captivity. The Lord will paralyze the wicked for your sake. Whosoever stands as the gatekeeper, that stands as a symbol of limitation for you, that says you will not go, oh, in the name of Jesus, the Lord send them into captivity. Not just only that, they will begin to experience their own wickedness. In the name of Jesus, the enterprise of the enemy, the enterprise of the wicked will not prosper over you this week. In the name of Jesus, I declare upon your life, the Lord frustrates the plans of the evil one over you. In the name of Jesus, I say it again, the Lord frustrates their plans over your heritage. The Lord frustrates their plans over your to turn it into sorrow. Their plan is frustrated. In the name of Jesus, I say to you, you will no longer become a prey to the wicked. In the name of Jesus, for the Lord has set you free, and you are free indeed. In the name of Jesus, I declare over you, your health is restored. This very moment, healing begin to take place in your life. As he has said in the book of Isaiah chapter 53 verse 5, but he was wounded for your transgressions, he was bruised for your iniquities. The chastisement of your peace was upon him, and with his stripes you are healed. In the name of Jesus, you are healed. In the name of Jesus, your healing begin to take place now. In the name of Jesus, you are healed. I say it again, you are healed of all your wounds, physically, spiritually, financially, and even in your home. The healing oil flows into your life. In the name of Jesus, oh, you are the land that the Lord cherishes, because his eyes are upon you always. You are not an outcast. You are not desolate. You are beloved by the Lord. The blessings of the Lord is permanently on you. Your life is a land that is flowing with milk and with honey. In the name of Jesus, the Lord restore all that the wicked has robbed you of. in the name of Jesus. All that the enemy has taken away from you, the Lord restored them back unto you. So much more that it would be as if you are dreaming. In the name of Jesus, the enterprise that the prophet has been stolen by the devices of the wicked is restored unto you. I say it again, that the enterprise that your hand has engaged in, but that the enemy has taken away the profit from you, oh, in the name of Jesus, that devices that the enemy is using to take away your profit is destroyed and your profit is restored in the name of Jesus. The Lord show you mercy beyond your imagination. You will enjoy the constant flow of God's mercy. You enjoy the constant flow of God's grace, of God's favor in the name of Jesus. Your provision is consistent. The enemy will not block your flow in the name of Jesus. I declare over you from the word of the Lord, then out of you shall proceed thanksgiving, the voice of those who make merry, and the Lord will multiply you, and you shall not diminish in any aspect of your life. You will not diminish in the name of Jesus. The Lord also will glorify you, glorify the works of your hand. He will glorify your life, and you shall not be small in the name of Jesus. Oh, and the Lord God will arise for your sake, and he will say concerning you that you are my child, that you are my people, and that I am your God in the name of Jesus. This blessing is permanent in your life as you go out today in the name of Jesus. It is well with you. You are blessed in Jesus' name. I declare his word of blessing upon you in the name of Jesus. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The gracious hand of the Lord be upon you in the name of Jesus. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace all around in Jesus' name. It is well with you. In Jesus' name, amen. Remember that the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Prepare yourself for his coming. It is well with you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day and have a wonderful week.